namo bhagavate vasudevaya. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. Jai jai shri chaitanya jai nityananda jai dvaita chandra jai go bhakta vrinda. Okay, so we're reading continuing Majjalila. And we're on verses 82. Lord instructs Sanatana Goswami. Sanatera bhairagye praburananda para. Bhokta kambala pane prabhu chabe bare bare. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu felt unlimited happiness to observe Sanatana Goswami's strict following of the principles of sannyas. However, he repeatedly glanced at the woolen blanket Sanatana Goswami was wearing. Bhokta kambala pane prabhu. Sanatana janiloe prabhule nabhai. Bhota tyaga paribari chintila upai. Because Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was repeatedly glancing at this valuable woolen blanket, Sanatana Goswami could understand the Lord did not approve of it. He then began to consider a way to give it up. 84. Eta chinti gela gangaya madhana karite. Neka gariya kanta duna diache sukaite. Thinking in this way, Eta Chinti Gela, he went where? Ganga, when? At noon, during the bathing time. And he saw one Gorya, it's actually a Gorya Bengali. Thinking in this way, Sanatana went to the bank of the Ganga to bathe. While there, he saw a mendicant from Bengal had washed his quilt and spread it out to dry. Torikwahi ore bhai koro upakari. E bota loya e kanta deho more. So he's saying, upakari, do me a favor. See this bota, woman blanket? You can trade me. Sanatana told the Bengali mendicant, my dear brother, please do me one favor, upakari, trade me your quilt for this woolen blanket. I'm sure he looked really surprised because Sanatana had this fabulous blanket. And the torn quilt means, we don't know exactly what it is. Quilt means something a little thicker than a regular dhoti, but not definitely not a woolen blanket. Sekwahi rahasya koro. Pramanika haya. Bahu mulya bhokta jiva keno kanta lanya. Mendicant replied, sir, you are a respectable gentleman. Why are you joking with me? Why would you trade your valuable blanket for my torn quilt? This word rahasya means rahasya means something secretive or intimate also. So I guess generally if you're joking with people, they should be intimate. There must be intimation here for this meaning, right? Keho kohi rahasya nohi kohi satyavani. Bota loha tumi deho more kantakani. mouth and said, I'm not joking. I'm speaking the truth. Take this blanket in exchange for your torn quilt. Saying this, Sanatana Goswami exchanged the blanket for the quilt. Maybe he tore it out of his hand or something. He's saying that he exchanged it. He then returned to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu with the quilt on his shoulder. Prabhu kahe tomara bhota kambala kota gela. I skipped one. Where did your blanket go? That's what he's saying. Okay. Prabhu pare sab kota goshai kahilo. When Sanatan returned, the Lord asked, where's your woolen blanket? Sanatan then narrated the whole story of it to the Lord. Prabhu kahi, iha ami, kariyachi bicha. Bishaya roga kandaya rakushna jekoma. Chekani raki be, toma sheshi bishaya boga. Roga kandi shadvaija narake shesha roga. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then said, I have already deliberately considered this matter. Since Lord Krishna is very merciful, he has nullified your attachment for material things. Why should Krishna allow you to maintain the last bit of material attachment? After vanquishing a disease, a good physician does not allow any of the disease to remain. Whoa. Teen mudara, mudrara bhuta gaya mudakari gras. Dharma han, hani hoya loka kariyataha. It is contradictory to practice madukari at the same time wear a valuable blanket. One loses his spiritual strength by doing that. And one will also become object of jokes. Costing 3 gold coins. That's why it says, Jin Muda is giving the word name. So 3 gold coins. We know Sanatan gave 10,000 gold coins to the jail keeper. A lot of money. But 3 gold coins. Even that innkeeper was happy with 7 gold coins. But I know the Mexican gold coins are worth a couple of $1,000s now. But in those days, who knows how big they were? You don't know. But it specifically pointed out so that it was expensive. Just imagine 10,000 such gold coins. Maybe they were different size. I don't know. Goshai kohe jay kandila kubishai bo. Sanatana replied, the Supreme Personality of God has saved me from the sinful life of material existence. By his desire, my last piece of material attraction is now gone. Prasanna Anna Prabhu Tare Kipa Koila. Tara kripaya prashna korite tara shakti hoyalo. Being pleased with Sanatana Goswami, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu bestowed his causeless mercy upon him. By the Lord's mercy, Sanatana Goswami received the spiritual strength to inquire from him. Formerly, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked Ramananda Roy spiritual questions, and by the Lord's causeless mercy, Ramananda Roy could properly reply. Now, by the Lord's mercy, Sanatana Goswami questioned the Lord, and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu personally supplied the truth. Krishna Swarup Madhuraish Varya Bhakti Rasashrayam Tattvam Sanatana Yesha Kripayopa Videshasa. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, personally told Sanatana Goswami about Lord Krishna's real identity. He also told him about the Lord's conjugal love, his personal opulence, and the mellows of devotional service. All these truths were explained to Sanatana Goswami by the Lord himself out of this cause his mercy to pay all publicity of thought. He could be instructed. So we got to what, 99? Tabe sanatan prabhura charani dariya dainya binati kori jante kina loya. Putting a straw in his mouth and bowing down, Sanatan Goswami clasped the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and humbly spoke as follows. Ni jate ni sangi patita adam. Kube shaya kube pari goayu janam. Sanatan said, I was born in a low family. My associates are all low-class men. I myself am fallen, the lowest of men, indeed. I have passed my whole life fallen in the well of sinful materialism. Actually, Sri Sanatana Goswami belonged to a Brahmin family because he belonged to the Saraswat division of the Brahmanas and was well-cultured and well-educated. Somehow or other, he accepted the ministership in the Muslim government. Therefore, he had to associate with meat-eater drunkards and gross materialists. Sanatana Goswami considered himself fallen, for in the association of such men, he also fell victim to material enjoyment, having passed his life in that way. He considered that he had wasted his valuable time. This statement about how one can become fallen in the material world is made by the greatest authority in the Gaudiya Vaishnava Sampradaya. Actually, the whole world has presently fallen into material existence. Everyone is a meat-eater, drunkard, woman-hunter, gambler, whatnot. Whatnot. I rarely have seen public say that. It says, what? People are enjoying material life by committing the four basic sins. Although they have fallen, if they simply submit themselves at the lotus feet of future Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they will be saved from sinful reactions. Om Agyanta Marandasya Gananjana Salaka Chakshamalitanya Dasmai Shigaru Maha Mukhan Karoti Vachanam Pandaram Yatayam Nakshi Patanam Madhya Shigaru Maha. Okay, so we just read a bunch of verses, and some of the more famous verses, this last one that we're reading, Nijati probably would quote it. Nijati ni sangi patita. Mainly would use the first four words, two terms. Nijati ni sangi patita adam. Kubishai kubita dwan janam. So Sanatana Goswami is in the midst of this conversation with Mahaprabhu. It's going on through chapter 24 or so. He's getting a lot of instruction. And the first main big instruction we see is to do this Hari Bhakti Vilas book, because he's the topmost exemplary person. And he was thinking that he was completely fallen. We read this in Madhya 1 when Mahaprabhu came to Ramkeli, and it was quite a big program going on. It says, Koti Koti Lak. John, the people were hanging out there. Koti Koti Lak is a lot of people hanging around Ramakiri. A lakh is already 100,000. And if you have multiplied that Koti Koti, you really come up with millions. So Mahaprabhu came there apparently on his way to Vrindavan. His lila, he was going to go to Vrindavan. And so all these, as he walked to Ramakali, apparently it became like a magnet. And I don't know, I've never been, if you go to Pori Rathyatra or something like, maybe in the Kumbh Mela, you'll see a couple of million people there. But Koti Koti Lak is even more than that, like millions. So we don't know what that looks like. There's a lot of people. But the king, he heard from some of his spies about, of course he heard, it's a huge crowd, he heard. So one of his main ministers was this Keshav Chatri, and he asked him, he said, oh, Keshav Chatri, I heard there's one Goshai, because sometimes I guess the Muslims might use that term. It's not a Muslim word or anything. And so it's a very respectable term. And this Goshai, and he's coming to millions of people following him. So what's going on? he must be, you know, wow. So the Keshav Chatri was a little, like, he wanted to protect Mahaprabhu, so he said, nothing. Just some mendicant, he's a beggar, that's all. He's coming through and he's leaving. Don't think about it. Nothing to think about. But the king was not so stupid. He said, wait. He went to Rupa Goswami and he said, now there's one Goshai. So you tell me frankly about this, because there's millions of people following him. And they don't even go home. They give up their work. He doesn't give them anything. It's not like he's giving out money or something. That was pointed out. He's not giving them anything. Rather, they give up all their activities just to follow him. So what's going on? So then Rupa Goswami said, well, you know that, in fact, the king even intimated it was the personality of Godhead, and he wrote it in his own terms, like God or something. It was flipped out practically when he's hearing about it. And apparently he has many spies too. Then Rupa said, oh, well, since you're a representative of the personality of Godhead, you can think within yourself and you would decide. He said, no, I really think he must be the personality of Godhead. So, in the, whatever how Muslims speak, I don't know, they have their own way of speaking. But, so this was a big deal. So in the evening, one night, Rupa and Sanatan, knowing the situation, they put on incognito clothes and they went to see the Lord there. And they spoke so many prayers. Matsuyo nasti papatma aparadi chakaschana. But they're very embarrassed that they're so sinful, full of all kinds of aparads and sins. There's no one equal. No one not matsuyo nasti papatma. We're so sinful, even Jagamade, they were brahmanas. We're nothing. We're not Brahmanas. Well, they're saying Koti Gun, the Jagai Madai, had much more great quality than us. So, and they were, it said that they had the Banda gate, Gala Gole in their throat. They had cloth and trina in their teeth. They had straw, and they were bowing down again and again with straw and reciting so many prayers. After all, they were great, great pundits. They knew so many things that they could compose immediately, so many things to say. So Mahaprabhu said, please stop. Your humility is just breaking my heart. I just can't take it. Just, and he blessed them. And meanwhile, they were saying similar things, that ni jati, in the same term actually, ni jati, ni sangi. Almost the same verse spoken there. That's your Haridas Thakur. He also spoke the same words when he was asked to see Mahaprabhu. He said, no, I'm too sinful. I cannot come before the Lord. So this is the great humility of these persons. And at that time, actually, Sanatana, although so humble, he gave some advice to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that I think that you're going with millions of people to Vrindavan. This is going to be strange. You know? By the time, imagine. If he already had it in Ramkeli, what would happen if Mahaprabhu had gone through the whole of India or a huge 1,000 miles and walked to Vrindavan? I mean, the whole, you know, half of India would be traveling there. It's amazing. You know, as an artist, even Lord Chaitanya later when he's speaking with Sanatana, he's saying, Nahi Vishtadi, you can't even speak of this. I'm giving you so many instructions, but actually it's unlimited. What you could write in the Hari Bhakti Vilas, but I'm just, he asked him, he said, well, I'm not qualified. Here it says that in one of these verses that he just became qualified puchilo, to ask questions. One has to be qualified just to question someone. You see, sometimes people ask us different questions, but what's that mark on you? They don't say, oh, can you tell us the goal of life or something. They do ask some questions, but they somehow don't have the adhikar. So Sanatana Goswami, feeling so humble, he was just praying to get the adhikar, I can't remember which verse it is here, but Danya. Danya Janati, bowing down, Dante Trina Loya, taking the straw. Trina Teka Atihina, like a straw. So the devotees are always in this mood. We should be, try to be in this mood of Sanatana Goswami. When you think of Sanatana Goswami, and there's one devotee in Finland, he's doing the Hari Bhakti Vilas actually. actually has been translating it, and he considers it his whole life's work just to do this one book of Sanatana Goswami. Of course, it's not a small book. And at one point in this conversation, Sanatana Goswami, he asked Mahaprabhu that, you spoke to Sarvabhauma about the Charya. Of course, this is a big deal. Sarvabhauma was such a famous pundit. You spoke to him and you explained the Atmarama, I heard, in 18 ways. So maybe you can also tell me. So Mahaprabhu said, well, Sarvabhauma and both of me and him were both madmen, so I really don't remember anything. But I will try, since I'm inspired by you. So that indicates that also the spiritual master or any devotee gets inspired when he sees that someone is interested to hear. So therefore Mahaprabhu was saying, well, I'll think if anything comes to my mind in your association, then I'll try to speak it. So he gave like 61 explanations. And after that, and that's summarized, can you imagine? We're only getting like maybe 300 some odd shlokas here in the Madhyalila describing Sanatana speaking about, or Chaitanya speaking about the Atmarama shloka. And we heard some from Sarvabhauma. So in this way, or also it says that, just see, Mahaprabhu is so, it's described that he had heard it from Ramananda Roy. Not that because he's God and he has to speak everything, or he's hearing from Ramananda Roy. Please speak like this. Because Ramananda Roy, when he was speaking also with Mahaprabhu, he said, I don't know what I'm saying. I'm like an instrument, a stringed instrument, and you're just pulling the string. So Mahaprabhu is enjoying these leelas. Sometimes it appears he's doing something we don't know. Kaviraj Goswami even says, what he does, how he does it, many times, can it be described what Mahaprabhu could do in an hour, in a moment? So many things. So when we get some of these pastimes, we're fortunate what we have, but it's actually a drop. And even that drop can be expanded. This is the nature of this transcendental thoughts, literature, the holy name. They're unlimited. They can be brought into a sutra. You know, Sanatana Goswami was very humbly trying to get to even feel qualified to even ask the question of Mahaprabhu. And so here this verse, ni jati ni sangipatita adam kubishaya. So many places this is described, this kubishaya kupi, a well of material. Sometimes it's described as subishaya. Here's kubishaya. We're enjoined to give up. Subishaya means auspicious material activities. And this kubishaya, kupe, the well of material enjoyment. You see that Raghunath Das also has a big Sanskrit shloka about this. With no water. It's not only a well, sometimes a ditch, a gartha, a ditch of stool, vishta. A ditch with stool in it, not just like we see an empty ditch or an empty well, but sometimes the well is no water, like nirjala, mahaprabhu. And Mahaprabhu has delivered all these persons. So Sanatana Goswami is described, and so I'm saying this one devotee is writing or translating and giving commentaries. I think his name is Bhrigupal. And he was saying that it seems to be a mystery because Sanatana Goswami, Gopal Bhatta Goswami, who was very humble and didn't want his name on anything, his name is also on. So he accepts that Gopal Bhatta is author and not even Sanatana Goswami. He doesn't understand how Sanatana, but obviously here Sanatana Goswami was being instructed. So we can imagine the two of them, because Gopal Bhatta was so learned that Jiva Goswami offers respects to him in the beginning of Sandarbhas, that Dakshina, a Brahmin, a great Bhatta, a great Brahmin, Bhattacharya from the south of India has inspired this Satsandarbha. So we have, whether it's Gopal Bhatta, Sanatana, it's a little bit of a mystery, we're not sure. According to Srila Bhakti Siddhanta, there's certain parts that are influenced by certain smarters, and maybe not even Gopal Bhakta, but that they were injected there to win here. So one thing that that Finnish devotee was saying, that in the Hari Bhakti Vilas, although all the rules were taken, Lord Chaitanya will give us a synopsis of what to do, especially begins with the guru, how one is qualified to become guru, and they're quoting there, whether it's Sanatan or Gopal Bhakta, probably gives usually the credit to Sanatan Goswami. So, yata kanchana tanyat, and Prabhupada was following it. We see that Sanatan, rather Narottam Das, and Srinivasacharya, those persons coming in the line of Jiva Goswami, they were not necessarily Brahmanas, but they were strictly following in this Hari Bhakti Vilas from the beginning. Yata kanchana tanyati, kansam rasa vidana, tata dipsa vidana, dvijitam jayate. One becomes a guru, or a devotee can become guru also, just like the bell metal, but comparison is there. In association with a pure devotee, not necessarily that one is born a Brahmin. And we see this right in the Bhagavatam. How, yat anyatrapi drishyeta tattainava vinyudrishya. If one thinks that the devotee is born a Sudra, or he might be born like anything, even Sanatana Goswami is taking this mood that he's actually born a Brahmin. Prabhupada makes the point. Not born, but due to his association, he's like considered outcast. Although he's the practically the leader, Mandalapati, described there by Srinivasacharya. Nana Shastra Vichara Naikinipanosa Dharma Sam, that the Goswamis, by their activities, by their writing, they established the Sadharma, Kali Yuga Dharma. Mahaprabhu establishes, but through the six Goswamis especially, he's empowered them. One of the verses we see later on, Kaviraj Goswami quotes from the Chandradvaya Nataka by Kavi Kanapur, Kripayamrita Abhisheshascha. He sprinkled them with the mercy, the nectar, by Amrita, the Kripaya Amrita Abhishek. So we don't really feel like we're qualified. Sanatana Goswami is not thinking he's qualified to even get this mercy, but he is. He said, that's all right, because Sanatana Goswami, in a few verses, he'll say things like, why these threefold miseries are always assailing me? Mahaprabhu said, you're not subject to threefold miseries. But I know just you're acting very humbly. But so he was already qualified by his humility. You can see by his learning. If one doesn't need a stamped approval, just like Prabhupada, he wanted to get some type of approval from some senior godbrother of his. And but the godbrother was like, oh, well, maybe if you came here and you sweep the floors of my temple or something. He couldn't see that Prabhupada. But Prabhupada mentions such persons also in some of these purports. Envious. One who's envious of a Vaishnava who's very successful. Even some of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta's disciples, they identify with this Brahminical. But Sanatana Goswami doesn't. He's born a Brahmin, but he doesn't identify. Naham Bhitra Natchanara Patir Nati Vaishnava Sudha. Mahaprabhu says, I'm not a Brahmin or anything. We're meant to chant this as a purification. Don't identify with this upari, sarva upari vinir muktam sattvaratem nirmalam. So in also in this conversation, Kaviraj Goswami quotes, so sometimes we wonder, Kaviraj Goswami, was he right there? How does he know what they spoke? But because we have staunch faith that Kaviraj Goswami is exactly in line, we read Vavantameva Anucharam Narantara. This is Stotra Ratna. This is even before the time of Mahaprabhu. He's bringing this verse. Vavantameva Anucharam Narantara Prashanta Nishesha Mano Vatantam Tadahamaikantika Nichinkara Maharshi Ashanti Sanapati, probably just to sing this sloka, that when will I have fully, strictly follow in his footsteps or the orders of my Guru Maharaj or strictly Krishna, Avantam Evana Charanantar, unceasingly, and be very peaceful in this service, Prashanti Nishesha Manola Tantra. Kadaham, he says, Kadaham Nitya Kinkara, I will realize I am Nitya Kinkara, eternal servant of Krishna. Prahashi Shami Sanatana. Sanatana Jivita means I will live my life as a servant with the proper Lord and Master. Actually, Prabhupada quoted this verse one time on a morning walk in Juhua. He was walking on the beach, and one dog was coming. I don't know if it was L.A. or Juhu right now, but the dog was coming, and devotees were, hut, hut, get rid of the dog, trying to get rid of the dog. The Prabhupada said, no, this dog, he knows that we're Vaishnavas, therefore he wants to take shelter. So the Prabhupada sometimes, anytime, turn the tables, you might have a preconception, like, oh, yeah, get rid of this dog. No. Prabhupada said, no, we didn't pet the dog and take it home. But still, Prabhupada used it as a good example that this dog is a street dog. He has no master, Anatta, Anatta Bandhu. But Krishna is the Bandhu, the friend of those who don't have any other friend, like Mahaprabhu. So Sanatana Goswami has given up his blanket, his last vestige, last thing. And even just by the bara-bara, he was just looking a little bit. This is ingita gap, when one understands the indications. When Damodar, Surup Damodar and Govinda, they were serving Mahaprabhu in Puri. Anytime he would just look or do anything, slight indication, they'll know this exactly what sloka they were chanting, Ramananda Roy's reciting, and Surup Damodar in a very beautiful way. He was a great musician also. They could just get the indication. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would quote a little bit, say something, and always satisfied with that. So this is the satisfaction of Mahaprabhu. Mahaprabhu Bhaktagani, Vairagya Pradhan. Vairagya Pradhan means this is the main thing, actually, Kaviraj Goswami said, that satisfies Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He said this in reference also to Raghunath Das, when one is full with Vairagya, giving up. When Raghunath Das was having his giant feast in Puri, fighting so many sannyasis, it was very nice, and nobody was complaining. But he thought, why am I taking money? Because his father was so rich, his uncle, they had money, they didn't know what to do with it. They were sending men down, and sending money, men with money, and he was giving feasts every couple of weeks, big feasts. But after some time, he thought, this is nonsense. Why am I supposed to be a total renunciate? Why should I should give up? When he first came to Puri, he was put, Sropira Raghu, he was put under the guidance, under the shelter of Surup Damodar, so he was called like that, that Raghunath Das. It's funny because by the time many men came, sent by the uncle and the father, they said, Do you know Raghunath Das? And they were like laughing, do we know Raghunath Das? He's the most famous Baba in the whole, because he was such a great person. But yes, everybody knows Raghunath. So they had taken shelter there of Mahaprabhu. But Mahaprabhu gave him some instruction, because he was so humble also that he wouldn't go directly to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Rather, he was assigned to work under Surup Damodar, of course, Surup Damodar. But still, in the beginning, he was given a few instructions, at least we get a few, that it says, Balo na kai be arabara na paribe. Don't dress nice. Balo na paribe. Paribe means to dress nice. Don't eat so opulently. Don't eat at all opulently. And don't speak with the Gramya kata na shuni be. Gramya kata na shuni be. Don't speak with the ordinary people. Basic instructions for renunciation. So if he was giving these big feasts, although they're all giving it to the great sadhus, to all the sannyasis, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's associates, you would think, well, this is such a great seva. But still, he gave it up. Right? He was going to where they gave out the oil. And first he was begging on the street. Some people come and they come out of the temple. They give something. Then he was... Then Sri Brahmadar told Mahaprabhu, yeah, he's begging on the street like this. And he would see him. Then later he didn't see him anymore. He said, what happened to Raghav? We don't even see him now. Of course, Mahaprabhu is knowing. His pastime, yeah, where is he? Well, now he's going to the booth. There's some old prasadam. Gradually, he was taking the food given to the cow. The cow wouldn't even eat that food. Imagine. I don't know anyone. I mean, he had to wash it. Old rotten rice. It's like, you have to wash off the outside of it and then put some salt and eat it. Mahaprabhu ran there when he heard about it. Oh. He wanted that association. And he was, I think, was it Govind? He said, no, eat that. And he ran there, and there's that painting in the CC. I don't know if it's in here before, but, and he's grabbing the prasadam. Yes, I think he was saying, there's Jagannath prasad, that's true. He was eating 56 times a day. He said that this is the sweetest thing. This remnant that from the cows, I mean, wow, that's something else. So this is the standard Vairagya Pradhan, giving up Vairagya Vidya. Mahaprabhu has come to give this Vairagya. Vairagya Vidya Nija Bhakti Yoga. This Bhakti Yoga is his own Bhakti Yoga. He's giving it personally. But how? Vairagya Vidya, one has to become intelligent, learned, and renounced. Without that, it becomes difficult. Therefore, Sanatana Goswami was given this task, because he was the most qualified to compose this Hari Bhakti Vilas with all the details. Mahaprabhu gave outline. He said, give me an outline, please. Give me some idea. Sutra, give it some synopsis. So he told, yes, how one has to approach the guru, what the qualification is, initiation, all the rituals involved, and the 64 elements of devotional service, and the 64 things offered to satisfy the deity, and describe all this. And he got the idea. Said the little light, a word to the wise. So Jonathan is very learned, very learned. I accept him as my guru, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. When Sanatan had taken the instruction of Jagadananda Pandit, because he was full of these itching sores, so Jaga, he said, I think maybe you should just go to Vrindavan. It'd be a good thing to do. So Sanatan told Mahaprabhu, I'm going to Vrindavan because Jagadananda is coming. Jaga, who's Jaga? He's a new man. Which is funny because actually he knew him way before Sanatan. Actually, when Sanatan was in Vrindavan, he had one cloth on his head from Mukunda Saraswati, some saffron cloth. So Jagadananda went to Vrindavan and saw Sanatan there, and he said, oh, that's Mahaprabhu's cloth. And Sanatan said, no, it's Mukunda Saraswati's cloth. I'm just wearing it on my head. So at that time, Jagadananda and Sanatan were staying together, and they would cook, I think. Who was cooking? Jagadananda was cooking and Sanatan was begging. So somehow Jagadananda had a big frying pan, a big pan. And when he heard that, just because it was not the cloth of Mahaprabhu, he was going to beat Sanatana Goswami. And when you think about that, then Sanatana said, oh, you are really a bhakta of Mahaprabhu. He was so impressed. So we have that story, but we have the other story. That he's a new boy, They knew each other when they were 7 years old, practically. One of his oldest associates, aside from Gadadhar and whatever. Still, he said that. Sanatan is my guru. Still, Mahaprabhu didn't approve his idea. This man wants to destroy someone else's property, wants to kill himself. No, I have to exercise all these things through you. You go to Vrindavan, you have to write so many books. So they did it. Nana Shastra Vichara Naika Nipano. They studied all, so many Puranas, so many Shastras. Nana Shastra. And seriously, they're expert Nipano. Nanashastra vichara, they studied vichara naikanipano. And what happened? They didn't just study, no, Sadharma Sankapago. They set up the Kali Yuga Dharma in the books. So this is the nectar of Sanatana Goswami. Okay. Any discussions?
Thank you for your nice lecture. We follow the example like Srila Bhaktisiddhanta and Srila Prabhupada, the very renounced, yeah? But at the same time for preaching, they used to utilize everything in Krishna consciousness. Like we see pictures of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta following Chaturmas, right? Really renounced, just, you know, chanting and fasting, very renounced. And then pictures of him dressed with a cord and shoes and in the car, right? So preaching, using radio and things like that. So similarly, Prabhupada, right? They always dress very first class, silk, dhoti, kurta, for preaching, right?
Yeah, well, he didn't come here with silk. He came with very simple,
right,
you
simple.
Know.
Yeah, but then when he was like preaching on TV, meeting with scientists and philosophers, so he was very gentleman.
Anasakta Shifishyana. This is Yukta Vairagya, right? So gives
that's what we follow, but sometimes it looks like we imitate. Sometimes some of our sannyasis, they have some fall downs for different reasons.
I remember one sannyasi, he had a box of perfume. He had 50 types of perfume. And he had like about 10 really beautiful silk cloth, like raw silk, fantastic. But, you know, he didn't last too long. What? He fell down big time. Yeah, for what? I don't know. That's what we were wondering. Although one time I saw some sannyasis, and they were not so extreme, but they were wearing silk and they had all kinds of sandalwood oil. And I said, they just came, they were in Delhi, this is 1974 or 5, and they were having so many things. And so I said, I was making fun, you know, joking with them. And I said, you guys smell like a perfume factory or something. And they said, that's right, we'll bathe in sandalwood if it's for preaching. So they were thinking they were preaching. They were preaching, but they also both fell back.
I was thinking about, you know, talking about renunciation, but it seems like when it comes to prasadam, you know, we hear in the CC, it's like the most amazing feasts were served amongst the Vaishnavas and everything. So I'm thinking, well, I guess prasadam is just a very...
I don't think it happened every moment of every day. I think those feasts are, you know, described by Kaviraj Goswami, like when, yeah... when Sarvabhauma cooked with his wife, and that's when he beats a moga. And that feast is amazing. And then, like, when Mahaprabhu, after sannyas, he goes to Great Acharya's house, there's another gigantic feast I can think of. And then, you know, after Haridas Thakur, I'm sure quite a few times during the year they had feasts, but generally they were. I would definitely think that.
Okay, I never thought that way. Generally, they would have simple prasadam, but when it's time, occasion, then there would be...
Mahaprabhu would go somewhere, they'd say, okay, he told the Dvaita, he said, come to my house, I prepared just a palmful, he said, a palmful of rice or a palmful of vegetables.
Yeah,
he said, that's good. And when he got there was like, you know, rooms full of... So sometimes they're tricking also. Transcendental trickery. Trick or treat. You get a lot of treats. So yeah, there's prasad. I mean, you can get the puri prasad. Like all the devotees who were not Brahmins, they would just buy, I mean, they followed this etiquette that even though you say you're not a Brahmin, you don't have to be a Brahmin, but still, just to follow the social etiquette of the time, they would get the Jagannath prasad, right? And that's not going to be just rice, right? What do we think? Jagannath prasad, 56 offerings, and each one is, I'm not that detailed familiar about each one, but they have a lot of good prasadam. So, yeah, they probably. I mean, Mahaprabhu every day was taking lunch, actually, wasn't he? In someone's house. You couldn't get an invitation. If you could get an invite, you know. Even Advaitacharya, he was worried that all these sannyasis will come. Not that he couldn't feed them, but that he only wanted his intimate association. Anything else? All right. Jai, Chaitanya Charitamrita Ki Jai.